Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic is accelerating. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports the number of cases globally is now top 370,000, according to the Johns Hopkins coronavirus tracking site.
After the first case of COVID-19 was detected, it took 67 days before the world reached 100,000 cases. It took only 11 more days to hit the 200,000 mark, and the third 100,000 was tallied in just 4 days.
You can see how the virus is accelerating.
The head of the WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says coronavirus cases have now been reported in nearly every country on the globe. He calls the situation heartbreaking, but says the world still has an opportunity to change the trajectory of this pandemic by taking aggressive measures against the virus. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
Some good news when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic in Italy. Finally, some hope in that country, which has been racked by the effects of COVID-19 and leads the world in the number of deaths related to the disease. Officials say Italy today recorded a smaller day-to-day increase in new cases for a second straight day. That's according to data released by Italy's Civil Protection Agency. It showed 4,789 new cases from a day earlier, nearly 700 fewer than the number of new cases reported yesterday. The number of deaths also did not rise by as much, just over 600, as compared to 651 Sunday. An announcement by the Federal Reserve. It is prepared to buy as much government debt as needed to buoy financial markets. And that briefly sent markets higher before the close, though lack of agreement between Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill on a nearly $2 trillion rescue package for the economy quickly sent things the other way. The Fed also said it's prepared to begin lending to small and large businesses and local governments to help them weather the financial crisis. The U.S. stock market began the week on a sour note. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
Investors initially welcomed the Federal Reserve's announcement, but the market rally quickly fizzled. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 index ended the day down about 3%. Investors appear to be disappointed by the time it's taking for a congressional rescue package to come together, even as the price tag of the pandemic continues to grow. The Federal Reserve announced 3 new programs aimed at providing financial life support to corporations. While tens of millions of Americans are hunkering down at home, the Fed is trying to sustain those businesses so both workers and customers will have something to go back to once the coronavirus outbreak is under control. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Taking a look at the numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow closed down 582 points to 18,591. The Nasdaq fell 18 points. The S&P 500 dropped 67 points today. You're listening to NPR. The Federal Bureau of Prisons says 3 inmates and 3 staff members have tested positive so far for the coronavirus. As NPR's Ryan Lucas explains, activists and lawmakers have warned prisons are at high risk of a devastating outbreak.
The Bureau of Prisons says one of the inmates who tested positive is located at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, New York. The other 2 are at a federal lockup in Oakdale, Louisiana. The agency says all 3 have been isolated. As for the 3 BOP staffers who have tested positive, they work at facilities in Leavenworth, Kansas, Yazoo City, Mississippi, and Grand Prairie, Texas. The Bureau has taken steps to try to mitigate the risks to inmates and staff, such as staggering mealtimes and prohibiting family visits. Still, advocacy groups and lawmakers have called on the Trump administration and the Justice Department to release elderly inmates and those with chronic health conditions who are at high risk from COVID-19. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
With gyms, fitness centers, and yoga studios in many parts of the country shut down due to the coronavirus, people across the nation are coming up with new ways to get in their exercise. That includes, in many cases, turning to online classes or getting their exercise outside. Both brick-and-mortar fitness facilities and those that were already in cyberspace are stepping up the number of online classes they offer. Many people who've been forced to work from their homes and self-isolated have been concerned about how to keep up their routines, something many health experts say is crucial for keeping the immune system strong against the coronavirus. Crude oil futures prices moved modestly higher today, oil ending the session up 73 cents a barrel to close at $23.36 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.